Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
At 6'10", it's hard not to notice Enes Kanter.
That's what you're going to see. A little pick and rolls, and Kanter's got good hands for the catch.
The Boston Celtics center is also an outspoken critic of the Turkish government led by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. In fact, in his home country of Turkey, authorities consider Kanter an enemy of the state. WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer explains how the 27-year-old tries to balance the life of an NBA player with the life of a political activist.
On a recent morning, Enes Kanter isn't thinking about the Celtics' next game. Instead, he's pulling out his cell phone to play a video. It's a snowball fight with his 7'5" teammate, Taco Fall.
Taco, you better run. Hit him in the head. Taco, you better run.
I will describe myself NBA player for Boston Celtics, human rights activist, yes, a snowball fighter, actually, yeah. You can include that one.
Underneath Kanter's easygoing, fun-loving personality is an NBA player who seizes every opportunity, every platform, to raise awareness. He wants to draw attention to what many see as an increasingly anti-democratic regime in Turkey. And he does so at great personal risk.
And I've been getting death threats since probably 2015 and 16. And I'm used to them now.
Yes. And Turkish government is very famous for hunting down people who talks about the government and Erdogan. That's why I was scared of his long arms.
That's Kanter on CNN. He's part of a growing number of high-profile athlete activists who have adopted social justice issues and human rights causes.
I think that when you look at someone like Kanter, he's even more of a figure, considering that he may require asylum.
That's ESPN senior writer Howard Bryant. He's author of the book Full Dissidence, Notes from an Uneven Playing Field.
You don't say that about a Colin Kaepernick or about a LeBron James or any of those players who simply, by the protection of being in the United States, are able to dissent. He is another step beyond that.
In 2016, after a failed military coup in Turkey, Kanter found out just how far beyond. Kanter was an outspoken critic of Erdogan well before the coup, but he played in the NBA and lived in the U.S. Back home in Turkey, Kanter's family became a target. His father lost his job, got arrested, and spent about a week in jail. His sister couldn't find work after medical school. His younger brother got kicked off his basketball team.
So my family had to put a statement out there and said we are disowning Enes, and they made it publicly.
Then, in May 2017, Kanter was running basketball camps for kids in Indonesia. His manager woke him in the middle of the night. His urgent message? The Turkish government had told Indonesian authorities that Kanter was dangerous. Now, the Indonesian police were after him. Kanter rushed to the airport and took the next flight out of the country. He flew from Indonesia to Singapore to Romania. But when he arrived at the Bucharest airport...
I gave my passport to this lady. She looked for 5-10 minutes. She said, hold on. She went to the back. She came out with the police, said the U.S. cannot get in the country because your passport has been revoked.
What's up, world? Just wanted to say we are in Romania. And
while at the Bucharest airport, Kanter posted a video on Twitter.
The reason behind it is just, of course, my political views. And the guy who did it is, you know, the Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey. He's a bad, bad man. He's a dictator, and he's the... Hitler of our century. So
they could have deported us back to Turkey. If they could have if they would have deported us back to Turkey, and that would be the last time they would have, you know, hear from me.
With help from the U.S. government, Kanter made it back to the States. The Turkish government had issued a warrant for his arrest. Kanter still doesn't have a passport, and with the warrant, international travel is risky. The Celtics play in Toronto on Christmas Day. Kanter wants to go. And he's planning to reach out to a certain Canadian politician for some help.
To have a phone conversation with Justin Trudeau. So that's going to be very exciting.
Yes, Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada.
So I'm just literally going to ask, hey, I'm coming to your country. Is it okay for me to come?
In the U.S., Kanter is well connected to politicians. He's adding to the list of causes where athletes believe they can make an impact. Here's Howard Bryant again.
Since Ferguson and Trayvon Martin and everything else, whether we're talking about the NBA or the NFL, we look at it from the standpoint of domestic issues, black, white, police, community. But Enes Kanter is an international figure involved in this. And so it just raises the ante once again that these athletes and their positions and their platforms are so big that we're looking not only nationally, but geopolitically as well.
Kanter might bring that international perspective to D.C. on a more full-time basis. He plans to get U.S. citizenship, and after his playing career...
I'm actually thinking about becoming an American politician. Yeah, maybe a senator.
But one thing will remain the same.
For me, it's principles over anything, over business, over money, over endorsement deals. And I think what I'm doing is way bigger than basketball, because it doesn't just affect me, it affects millions of people.
That makes it worth the personal cost. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.